Ephesians 2, verses 13 and 14. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Paul says that you and I were far off, and we have been brought near. We once were far off, but we've been brought near. As Gentiles, we were shut out. We were on the outside, looking in to the blessings of the Lord on his people, Israel. We were lost, without Christ, without hope, and without God in the world. We were in a sad shape, and we could not change our condition. But God, in his grace, came to us, drew us to himself, and saved us for his glory. And when he did, he brought us into himself. Besides that, the Lord tore down the wall of separation that existed between the Jews and the Gentiles. It says that we were far off. In the previous study, we saw in Ephesians 2:12 that we were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. We were strangers from the covenants of promise, and that we had no hope and without God in the world. We were far off from God, far off in our lifestyles, far off in the religions that we practiced, but God has brought us together in Jesus Christ. God is not about building walls between people. God is about tearing down the walls and bringing people together. In grace, God took the Jews in one hand and the Gentiles in the other, and he has brought us together in Christ, making us one in him. He destroyed our past. He demolished the walls of separation. And Ephesians 2:14 is a beautiful illustration of what stood between us and made one church in which Jews and Gentiles now are equals. For he himself has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. The power of God is seen in the destruction of the past. Destruction of the past, the separation between Jew and Gentile. And it's revealed in the fact that he was able to take these two people groups who would never have come together on their own, and he has made them one in Christ. And that, brothers and sisters, is nothing but the power of God. That is the power of grace. We see an example of Jew and Gentile together in Philippians 2:25, where it says, the Apostle Paul is speaking, Paul the Apostle, and it says in Philippians 2:25, yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick almost unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Now here's Paul, the Jew, and Epaphroditus, the Greek. You can hear the love of Paul for this man in the text. Paul came from the same race practiced the same religion as Peter, who at one time would not even eat with a Gentile. But Christ has broken down the wall of separation. How much do we need this today in the body of Christ? 2,000 years ago, the separation was between Jew and Gentile. Today, all throughout the world, we see the separation in the Church of Jesus Christ between blacks and whites, Asians and blacks and whites, Latinos and Asians and blacks and whites, separated, worshiping separately on the Lord's Day, separated in our worship together, not being able to work together. The good news is, though, the wall of separation has been broken down. And if brothers and sisters throughout the world would make the effort, we would see a great revival. We have been changed, brothers and sisters. That separation between races need not be amongst Christians. In 1 John 3, verses 14 through 16, it says this: we know that we have passed from death unto life. Why? Because we love the brethren. The brethren, Christians throughout the world, love one another. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Brothers and sisters, we need to be willing to lay down our lives for one another. For one another, no matter what culture that we're from. 1 John 4:20-21. If any man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. The love of the saints for one another. Because Paul tells us in this text that our past lives have been destroyed in Christ. We're not liberated from the past by keeping the law. We're not liberated from the past by our good works. We're liberated from the devastation of our past in Christ. We've been liberated from our racist views of the world. How does one come to be in Christ? Whether you're a Jew, a Gentile, black, white, Asian, Latino, the answer is saved, is the same. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are created in Christ Jesus. We get in Christ through the work of God's saving grace. He draws us to himself. He makes us aware of our sins and his holiness. He reveals to us the truth that Christ is the only way of salvation. He gives us faith to believe in Christ. And when we simply look to Christ in faith, we're placed in Christ. The scripture tells us in Romans 10:13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, no matter what race of people you're from. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 16:31. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Here's Paul and Silas in prison. An earthquake happens. The foundation of the prisons is shaken. The doors are open. Everyone's chains are loosed. Here's the keeper of the prison. He's awakened from sleep, seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners have fled, draws his sword, and he's about to kill himself. But Paul calls with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he calls for a light. The man runs in, falls down, trembling before Paul and Silas, two Jews. And yet he would tell this Gentile jailer. That's the jailer asking. He brought the man and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And the Jew tells the Gentile, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will be saved. Black, white, Asian, Latino, all different races from all over the world, all one in Christ, all because we simply believe Revelation 22:17 to be true. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Freely. Come. Are you hearing? Come. Are you thirsty? Come. Do you desire? Come. Are you thirsty for the water of life? Come, no matter who you are. For the wall of separation has been broken, down. And we who once are far off, we've been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ. We who had no hope were strangers from the covenants, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Now we've been made ambassadors of the Most High God, ambassadors of reconciliation, going out into all the world, saying, yes, there is a hope for the Gentile now. There is a hope for the black man, for the white man, for the Asian man, for the Latino man. There is hope for us now. We who were once afar off, when we are saved by the grace of God, we're brought near. We've been brought near. You who once were far off. That is, what do you mean, Bill? What do you mean, brought near? That is, through no effort of our own, we're brought close to God. He tears down the wall that separates us. He reaches down to us while we're still in our sins. He saves us by his grace, and he draws us to himself. Why? Why? Because of the grace of God. It's all the work of God. It's all of grace. And that's the reason why he deserves all the glory and all the praise for those that are in him. You have the opportunity to come to Christ. Are you in Christ? If you are, you are in a great place. If you have been brought out of sin, if you've been brought near to God, you have been delivered from sin and given his righteousness. You've been brought back from death and been made a partaker of the life of Christ. You've been saved, changed, adopted, forgiven, delivered, and transformed. Nothing is like it was, nor shall it ever be again. Behold, all things have become new. The old has passed away. What an opportunity, what a great privilege to rejoice. And not only if you're in him, you are being made like him. If you are in him, your sins are gone. If you are in him, you are a work of grace, a trophy of his love and his power. You're a statement to the world declaring the love and grace of God towards sinners. If you are in him, the wall is forever gone. And you are one with the Father, one with the Son, one with the Holy Spirit, and one with all the saints. Oh, hallelujah. And sadly, if you're not in him, you need to be. But the good news is you can come to Christ today by faith. He will save you by his grace for his glory. If you come to him, he will not turn you away. John 6, verse 37 tells us this. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Where do you find yourself today? What culture do you find yourself in? What political system do you find yourself in? Black, white, Asian, Latino, communist, capitalist, atheist, agnostic, what is it? Where do you find yourself today? You're either in Christ or you're out of Christ. And if you're out of Christ, it says the one that comes, he will by no means cast out. That's the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your life can be changed forever today if you will simply come to him. He will by no means cast you out. I don't care where you are, who you are, what you've done. The good news is if you will come, the King will have mercy upon your soul. Today is the day of mercy. Today is the day of grace. His mercies are new every day. Today is the day of salvation. That's the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll tear down the wall that separates you and him. That wall will be torn down. Simply come to him. And Paul says in our text that this is all made possible one way and one way only. And this is one of the reasons why Christianity, true Christianity, is so offensive to people. Because it's only by one way. Verse 13 of Ephesians 2. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near. How? By the blood of Christ. The only way to be reconciled to God is by the blood of Christ. In order to bring Jews and Gentiles together as one, blacks and whites and Asians and Latinos, men and women and boys and girls, communists and capitalists, the Son of God had to die on the cross of Calvary. The Jews had their law and their rituals. Their priests offered goats and sheep and bulls and pigeons and turtle doves by the millions to temporarily atone for their sins. The rituals did not take a single sin away. It only covered them and rolled them forward for another day and for another year. And when Christ died, he did what the blood of bulls and goats could not do. When he died, he paid a price for all of the religions of all the ages that they could not pay. When he died, he shed his precious blood to atone for the sins of the lost. And when he died, he satisfied the just demands of God for sin and provided eternal salvation for all of those who would believe in him simply by faith. And that is why the Bible says what it says about the blood of Christ. Revelation 1, 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the firstborn of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He washed us from our sins in his blood. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, saved by the blood. Hebrews 10:10-14. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But this Jesus Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. The blood of Christ. Hebrews 9:11-14. But Christ, being come on high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And the last scripture that I'll mention is Hebrews 9:24-27. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For them must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, man is going to die, and then he's going to be judged. For Christ, who once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin unto salvation. Thank God for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that brings us together in Christ Jesus. Where do you find yourself today? Christ has torn down the walls of sin and rebellion and separation that was built between him and us. He has reached out to us in grace and brought us near. And he didn't just bring us brothers and sisters that are Christians. He will bring all of those who trust him. All of those who will simply trust him. That will simply trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For we were at one time aliens and strangers from the covenants of promise. We had no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, we who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For Christ himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. If you have never come to Jesus Christ, I would beg with you and plead with you that you would come to Christ today for salvation. Salvation from the penalty of sin and salvation from the power of sin. Come today. I've read you the scriptures that say, whosoever believeth, come. That includes everyone. Everyone that will call on the name of the Lord. If you will call on the Lord, he will in no wise turn you away. No way will he turn you away. That's for the unbeliever. And if you are a child of God, what a day of rejoicing. What a day of rejoicing that you have been brought near. Brought near. You who once were far off have been brought near. Just for a moment today, take the time to remember where God has took you from, the hellish existence that you was in, and where you find yourself now. You may not be what you want to be yet, but you're certainly not what you used to be. For now you are a child of God. And the good news is that this is just the beginning for you. This is just the beginning of eternal life. For that sin you wrestle with, the pain, the heartache, all the loss, all the suffering, all of that, part of the good news is that will all be over one day. And we are like the rest of creation. We're groaning. We're waiting for that day when Christ appears the second time for the gathering of his saints. So may today be a day of praise and worship and bringing glory to God.